We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And of course, as always, we had our Hot Rod and Happy couple that's not here.
That's not here.
I feel like I'm going to have to start checking like roll call. Like, we're missing people every time. Like, you know, it's like herding cats, getting people in the studio here lately. But I tell you what we do have. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Georgetown, Kentucky?
That's what I'm saying. And then we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, yeah, how's your week been?
Mine has been wide open getting ready for this car show.
Mine is too. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I have bought more cars this week sitting in court on jury duty. I didn't think business owners had to sit in jury duty, but apparently they do.
You've been in jury duty?
All week long.
What'd they do?
I can't say.
You can whisper it or you can text it to me.
I can't say. But you know what I'm saying? Have you ever tried to sneak and buy a car while sitting in court?
Is it bad?
It's not good.
All right.
Especially for the defendant. But you know what I'm saying? But, and I mean, like, I've got cars coming in. Like, my old man's texting me, like, where the hell's all these cars coming from? I'm like, I'm bored, okay?
Like, just keep signing checks.
Write him a check.
Write him a check. We got this.
You know, I got people picking up cars going out, and I got cars coming in. I mean, it's just nuts right now. And I mean, I'm just like, you know, here I am sitting here listening about this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I've got real problems. This dude right here has got dumb problems, you know? And I'm over here having to sit and listen to this. And then, you know, we go back into the jury room and listen to them talk about dumb stuff. I'm like, guilty, you know? I got to get out of here, you know?
What'll get me out of here quicker?
Exactly. Guilty, non-guilty, whatever. I got things to do. I got a C4 Corvette to look at.
It's like, hey, who on here finds them not guilty? And then they raise their hand. Yeah, me too.
Whoever, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, so we got to the bottom of that, and thank goodness we've got that behind us now. And you know, and we've got, you know, so much stuff going on. And I mean, like, I come to the shop and finally look at all this stuff I've been buying. And then I look at my checking account, and I realize how much stuff I've been buying. So, but anyway, I did score some cool rides this week, though. And we'll talk a little more about that later on. But, you know, that's the thing. And Kobe brought up a really good point this week on this show. Is trends.
Yeah.
Talking about trends. And I think that's going to be a really fun one to touch on. Because, you know, it's funny how things go out and things go in. And it kind of ties into what I was doing because, you know, a lot of times I'll buy, excuse me while I stop for a second, what in the hell are you eating, Patrick, the producer?
Is that fruit?
Is it food?
That looks like cat food. What is that?
It looks like cat food after.
Oh, it's from that chicken salad place.
Oh.
Looks more like chicken. Never mind. I can't say that on radio. But it looks like the other side of the chicken it came out of. But anyway, long story short.
Yeah, we're good, Patrick. I don't need any food, buddy.
I'm not hungry anymore. But the thing is, it kind of smells like
it,
really, too.
Can you take that outside? Like, go put it outside the door?
I'm pretty sure. Thank you for capping that back off.
Yeah, because that does stink.
That's inflaming my nostrils right now.
Whew.
I can breathe.
Yeah.
I can breathe. That's a good. They burnt the nose hairs right out.
Oh, it did something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not Christian, whatever that is in that bowl. I'm just throwing that out there. But, you know, talking about trends. Let me tell you what I was looking at while I was sitting in court. So, you know, while the public defender's up there doing his thing, I'm like, whoa, look, a tea bucket. And so I've been talking to a guy about a tea bucket that was built in the 70s. But, you know, it's like a real traditional style tea bucket, jet black, 283, turbo 350, got a 9-inch Ford rim, Kreger's on it, Krigger SSTs on it. Just a really cute bright red, like, Naga-hide tuck and roll in it. And the thing is crazy is this car was built 30-something years ago, probably. 40 years ago, probably. And to be honest with you, you can dust it off, and it works with the traditional vibe that's so hot right now.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at.
Is how these trends come back around. This thing is like your dad's Jordache jeans going back in style.
Well,
but they ain't quite made it yet, but you know.
How often do you use a tea bucket? Like, even if it's been built 40 years, it probably doesn't have 10,000 miles on it.
No, because you ain't driving the whole lot.
No, you can't.
Well, it is a fair weather car at best. And, you know, so that's understandable.
It's like a Cobra.
It is, but it'll kill you faster, probably. It's like a... A Cobra's pretty dangerous, too, though, but... Oh. We actually saw a good-looking Cobra.
We did.
We have a bike night here in the studio. We record this show through the week, but we have a local bike night, and there's always a lot of cool cars that show up, and so we get to see them drive by as we record the radio show. And a good-looking, like, 427. I don't think it had a 427.
No, it's got a 351 Windsor in it.
But a little AC Cobra come through. I mean, you know, kit car, probably factory five or something like that. Yeah. But a good-looking car, dark blue, white stripes, had the Hollabrands on it. Good-looking car.
They're exactly as usable as a motorcycle.
It is. It's a fair weather car.
Yeah.
It's like my 32 Ford Roadster. It's a, you know what I'm saying. It's, if there's a cloud in the sky, probably shouldn't drive it.
No, drive something else.
But I was looking at this little T-Bucket, and it's a good-looking little car, and I have no use for it whatsoever. Of course, I have no use for the other 15 cars I have. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, I need a T-Bucket. And then while I'm sitting in court, I shift gears, and I go to Facebook Marketplace. And I started looking on there. Well, you know, that does your location.
Yeah, yeah.
And since I'm running off the courthouse Wi-Fi, so I got, like, really good signal, it pulls me into my local courthouse. And next thing you know, I found the coolest thing ever. I didn't even have a chance to send it to you guys because I'm like, have you ever tried to keister your phone into the courtroom?
No.
You know what? I really would. I would have thought a lot more about buying the iPhone X.
Hopefully not if it in the was way a little you're bit, talking about.
You needed Richard's dinosaur iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. Like Richard, I could swallow that thing, okay? This thing right here, I want to tell you something. I was walking a little funny, but I got it in, you know? And getting it out was the catch.
You need a new phone.
Here, touch my phone. Look at this picture.
Richard's like, see, I told you my first-gen iPhone would work perfect.
Yeah, my iPhone
Steve
1.
Jobs helped put your phone together, Richard.
My iPhone 1S.
It came out of his garage.
Steve Jobs built that in his garage. But
still works.
But you know, and this is the thing, like, and this one still does too, believe it or not, granted the places I had to stick it. But you know what I'm saying? The don't run your metal detector over that. You know? But
you're good.
Yeah, you just go on through.
Yeah, you're fine, buddy.
And you don't want to go there, bud. And so anyway, long story short, but I found the coolest van. You know, the van things are getting kind of hot again.
Yeah.
I found a 95 G10 shorty.
That's
no like, window van.
That's like two-thirds of a van.
Exactly. It kind of sucks. It's a 4.3 V6.
Yeah, that does suck.
But still,
a little shorty van, and it has a set of center lines on it.
Oh, man.
And it's clean. And I could buy it for $1,500. Here I am sitting in court messaging this guy, thinking of like, man, I'll send this thing, have it striped up, put some Kregers on it and some side pipes with quiet mufflers.
$1,500, you can put a 350 in it.
I wouldn't go that far, but you know what I'm saying. And this, I mean, like, and then I realized... I had to stop mid-message. I didn't get past, I'm interested on Facebook Messenger because I've got to stop buying cars. I have a problem.
You got to be running out of room.
I'm in court right now listening to this guy's fate hanging by a string. And what am I doing? I'm looking at G10 vans.
And Rod's mentioned to me, hey, you got room in your garage for this? You got room in your garage for this?
Exactly, Kobe. I got to put it somewhere.
At least it's a shorty.
It is a shorty van, so it don't eat up a lot of space. But I tell you what's going to eat up a little space is this commercial break. We got to get one in, guys. We got to pay some bills. Stay tuned. We're talking about trends right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right. right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And of course, as always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru slash drag racing expert, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's happening? Shout out to awareness of a deeper problem. You know, we're talking about trends, everything old is new again, but Rob, man, I think you got a problem.
I mean, I've had plenty of doctors tell me that.
You have a, what, 10,000 square foot shop? Half of which is dedicated just to your vehicles, and you're texting Kobe asking where you're gonna put the rest of them.
You know, you make me sound like I have a problem. Okay,
it's
okay. Listen, first of all, it's not like I'm hoarding, because everything I have, well, except for the meth bus mini truck, cranks up and runs.
Okay,
so everything is movable. So it's not like I'm buying total turds, and it's not like I'm keeping, like, coffee cup lids. I mean, I'm collecting cool stuff.
Well, if you need a place to put that shorty van, I got a patio behind my house. I just have to tell my roommate, you can't hang out back there anymore.
Come on down to the van.
Unless it's in the van.
Unless it's in the van.
She's classy like that.
I love it. But yeah, and then of course, let me bring in Kobe. We got our Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Kobe, do you think I have a problem? Just go ahead and get it out.
Truthfully,
a true friend stabs you in the front.
You know me. I got an addiction too, so I say no.
I blame Kobe for a lot of my problem because he never tries to stop me. You don't either, though. I sent you a picture, man. I love it, dude. You know they only made 12,476 of those.
And they only made two with that kind of seat and one with this kind of shifter. So
exactly. So it's rare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I blame Kobe for a lot of my problems, too. He didn't do anything, but...
he didn't try to stop it, either.
Sometimes it's just easier.
But I mean, and that's the thing. It's like when somebody calls you up and they're like, hey, man, I'm looking for a 57 Chevrolet. Well, I got three in stock. You know, or, hey, and I got this one today. Just today, actually, while I was sitting in court, a man messaged me. He said, man, I'm looking for a great first-gen Camaro, so I got 369s in stock. You know, and it's just like, what's your price point, you know?
You're not a dealer. And you're talking about 69 Camaros, but saying I've got three in stock.
This is like
I'm just saying.
But this is a high class buy here, not a pay here. Just buy here and get them out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And I do rotate them. I do.
I know.
The only problem is most people they'll sell them and have an open spot. I usually have two more coming when one comes out. That's the problem.
I think it's time to expand.
Well, see, now you're trying to make my problem worse. See, that's not helping.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to make your problem better.
I need more storage. Storage.
We just need to go in and buy
if
a big
I had,
warehouse.
If I had a stadium, I could fill it.
Yeah, we need to buy a big warehouse.
You know, it's like...
We need to get a stadium.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? What's that one the Panthers play in? I mean, hell, they don't win anyway. So what's the difference? We can put it there.
Let's get a bus first.
Yeah.
We're going to look at one next week.
And, you know, and this is the crazy thing. You laugh about the bus?
No.
So when I was playing around on Marketplace, I happened to be getting on a kick. I get on odd kicks at night when I can't sleep. I start looking for odd stuff. And I mean, when I say odd stuff, I'm not talking like feet or something. I'm talking about tour buses. That's what I'm looking at. And so I started looking at tour buses. So I found a tour bus that a Christian singing group had. It's got six bunks, a master suite, two bathrooms. It's got 1.5 baths. My first house didn't have 1.5 baths. And this thing has got a Series 60 Detroit in it. It's 45 feet long, and half of it's polished stainless.
And, Rob, you text me at, what, 11:30 at night? You up? I'm like, yeah.
Did you see this bus?
And he's showing it to me. I'm like, when can we go look at it? He's like, next week. I'm like, yes.
You need to loan it to the Hell's Angels for like a month or something before we get a hold of it.
Why?
Because that's a sin.
No. You act like we're bad people that I want to wrap it black with real flames and the Hot Rods and Happy Hour logos. We could go on tour. We could take the show on the road.
I'm down for that.
I mean, you know, like Motley Crue comes rolling up. They'll think Motley Crue is rolling up.
Yeah.
It's a nicer tour bus than Vince has got now.
Do you know what kind of things Motley Crue did on their tour bus?
Vince, I seen the dirt. I can only imagine. But I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, hell, Vince's tour bus doesn't have two baths in it. Ours does.
Well, y'all can be good, but I want my own room.
You can have your own bunk. How about that?
There's really no rooms. It's just a bunk.
It's a bunk. It's like camp on wheels.
Build a fort.
Well, you just pull your curtain
with black leather everywhere. But you know what I'm saying.
Richard, you just pull your curtain too.
I mean, could you imagine him pulling up to the show?
That'd be awesome.
Fog machine going when you open the door.
You know, I've always thought we have a pretty good presence rolling with the black Silverado, the event trailer, the black Cadillac or Cadillacs.
Yeah, but
Smitty and Breezy's truck.
Yeah, exactly. But now, if we come roll up in a black tour bus,
Kobe's 57 would fit in very well in that caravan.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of like, these guys, they've got their stuff together. When really we don't, but still, we have a bus with two bathrooms in it.
Who do you know that has a bus?
With two bathrooms.
Exactly. Two bathrooms.
That's why we're going to go look at it next week.
Two bathrooms. A Greyhound bus has 60 people and it has one bathroom. We'd have a bus with six people in it and we have two.
You can just stay
in it. Of course, there again, if you've ever stayed under one roof with Smitty, you will understand the two bathrooms and the importance of that.
Exactly.
That guy does things in the bathroom that are not Christian, I promise you. And I'm pretty sure Molly Crude has never done anything worse than that in a bathroom. I feel so sorry about that Airbnb. I really do. The water system, the water filtration system in Sevierville, Tennessee will never be the same because of 4 days of Smitty up there in his bowels. I'm just throwing that out there. There's some damage that can't be undone, and that's one of them.
It's like Flint.
Exactly. Flint tap water is like Avion compared to probably what Tennessee water is now because of Smitty. The tap water looks a lot like what Patrick was trying to eat over there.
Oh, God. Please don't encourage him.
I'm telling you, it's bad. But, yeah, so now we go from tours. Well, anyway, so I go from tea buckets today to box trucks.
Well, this gives you a place to put the tea bucket.
But you know what I'm saying? So now I'm looking at box. So I go from tea buckets, G10 van, box trucks. Where does it stop? I mean, it's like, you know, it's not like, like, you know, I like one particular thing. I like everything.
Yeah.
And then I get off on a Jag kick, and I start looking at XJ Jags.
I think you should get one.
You know, to LS.
Yeah, but keep it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that you're going to sell to flip or make money on.
No, that's for the love. That's the turd car that you just like.
But they're beautiful.
They are beautiful machines. Just like I like Land Rovers. I tell you what I don't like.
Commercials.
Every time we get on a good roll. And I felt like we were making headway with my problem. I don't think we're going to do that in one segment.
Nah, we got six more.
I'm telling you guys, we're talking trends and Rob's mental disorders right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Chesapeake Bay, Virginia?
Holding it down for the VA.
You know it.
Every time I see Virginia, the first thing that pops in my mind is my first trip to Virginia Beach. And there was a t-shirt that says, Virginia is for hustlers. And it's like the cheesiest boardwalk A1A t-shirt you've ever seen.
And you were thinking about relocating?
I loved that. Like, that was just like, Virginia is for hustlers. I loved it. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about trends and my slight car buying obsession. Mainly trends. On Hot Rods and Happy Hour. So, you know, we were talking about the T-Bucket, and we were talking about, you know, the G10 van.
Yes.
Now, you said on break.
Yes. I got a great friend of mine I went to school with. Of course, I grew up in Florida, and him and his family.
And we don't even hold it against him.
I know, right? A Floridian. But he owns, and his family own, a conversion trucking van company down there. It's one of the largest in the world. Well, I was talking to him the other day, and he said, you would not believe I just signed a big contract with Ford and Chevrolet. I said, you did? On what?
Yeah, I did too. I bought a new truck.
Yeah, right?
No. I just signed a 7-year deal with them.
He said, no, Chevrolet and Ford are coming back out with the conversion trucks where it has the ground effects package, the tonneau covers, the
are they
going to
do the paint fade?
Yeah,
they are.
You got to have the paint fade.
He said they're doing the it two ways. They're doing the paint fade and they're doing the new Chevrolet where it's the old school two tone. They're doing it like that as well, but with the
we
wood
call
grain
it the pawpaw package.
Yes, with the wood grain interior and stuff. I was like, get out of here. He said, yep. He said, we signed a contract the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Come get your pawpaw appearance package.
This wouldn't be classy without the fade.
But think about this.
Nothing's classy.
In the mahogany cup holders.
Oh, my goodness.
But think about in the
in the big old van seats with lumbar.
In the 90s, all the way up to the early 2000s, how many of these Mark III conversion vans and trucks did you see on the road?
My dad had one. It was his was a Franklin motor coach. But my dad had one of it was like a 94 step-side extended cab, and it faded from like teal green to silver.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it had like the five-star brushed aluminum.
Eagles on it?
The eagles.
Yeah, like eagle alloys on it. And we thought that was the coolest thing ever. You know, the fiberglass running boards.
Man, I hope those damn things make a comeback. You know how hard I tried to find a set of Eagle 5-stars from my Daytona?
Yeah.
They do not exist.
I actually got a funny story about one of those conversion trucks. Back when I worked at CarMax, the auto superstore in Greenville, South Carolina. If I could have a dollar for every time I heard that recording. But anyway, when I was calling in sick. But you know what I'm saying.
Every other day.
Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, so I worked in the parts department, so we had to order parts, and we ordered tires and everything else. And of course, tires were their favorite thing to install at CarMax because they got paid decent to do it, so everything needed tires. So these used cars would come in. And I was working there at the tail end of this conversion truck spree. And there was a white Chevrolet with graphics down the side of it, you know, and it had the wide, because these wheels are wide. They're like 15 by 10s on it or something, you know. And, you know, obviously from the factory it had like 235, 75, 15s.
Instead of 275, 60, 15.
Well, but in the door it says it has 235 still. And I'll never forget, this guy brought it in, and CarMax was really by the book. And this guy was extremely by the book with CarMax. He said, well, Rob, the door says 235, 75, 15s. I said, well, if you squeeze these tires on those 10-inch wheels, it's going to be a little dangerous. You know, these tires are meant for 7-inch wheels.
It's going to be more than a little dangerous.
And so we put those tires on it.
Wow.
You want to talk about the funny. But looking back now, talking about trends, you know how the guy stretched the tires on the import cars?
I was gonna say,
this truck was ahead of the game by 20 years.
It's not a Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah.
He actually drove it around the block to detail. This thing is driving on the damn sidewalls. The detailer's like, what part do I gloss? They brought it back, and then we put, like, the 265s on or whatever, but because the guy was a moron. But they actually, he got him the seat. He got him, I mean, got to take.
That's a good tire, man.
But you talk about tire stretching? No, he was just you know, a little ahead of the game.
He was just dumb.
He was a tree. He was a little past dumb. But... You know, like you got this tire that's this wide, and you've got something that's this wide, you naturally wouldn't think that would work.
Doesn't compute.
Apparently it did with him. He was from Florida, too. But I'm just saying.
he probably worked at the conversion van company.
He might. I know he didn't because he didn't know what size tar it needed.
I'm just playing.
You know what I mean? So, like, he pulled off a good-looking set of white litter Goodyears to put on a set of, like, Pet Boy Special 235, 75, 15 black walls.
Pulling back off, just hope you get another van.
Yeah, really. I mean, these things were, I mean, it was horrible. It was so funny. It looked like it was tiptoeing.
Have I got the tires for you?
You need some tars? So anyway, so the next Ranger that came through, we found a set of tires for it. But anyway, so it looked really funny. But that was my conversion truck story from the CarMax. So they're coming back out with conversion trucks. Yes. But that's the thing. This stuff is coming back. I'm ready for parachute pants to come back.
Well, you'll probably see them at SEMA.
I remember Richard. We'll be there. I remember Richard back in high school. He used to rock parachute pants, and they were a little out of style then.
Come on now. That was not high school. I did rock a members only jacket, though.
Now, see, I'm gonna
you know
find...
what? That's a really small club now, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to find a pair of parachute pants for Richard.
That's
kind of
like, it's
kind of
like the Murata fan club, you know?
It's me and like 70, 80 year old dudes. Oh, we meet once a month.
We have a clothing store here in Greenville, and I don't know where they get their clothes at, but apparently they have a time machine where they go buy them, and they bring them back. But I don't know if it's like old stock or whatever. But there's a store here, and my mother, whenever I get stuck hanging out with my mom, I always get stuck walking in through the store with her. And it's called, and the store, you know, and I'm not going to name the name of the store because they may be a show sponsor one day, so we can't say that. But anyway, so we're walking through the store, and it's like walking back in time. Like, you see, like, dresses with little poodles on them and stuff. We're like, where in the hell did they get these things? But they had a rack of members-only jackets in every color you could think of, but black. So they're like green and kiwi and chartreuse gray. And gray and maroon. Burgundy. You know what I mean? I'm just like, because like the material that a member's only jacket, if you've never seen one, the material's made out of
like a parachute.
It's not, yeah. It's not natural. I understand. No, nothing no. comes that, because it's kind of like a satin sheen to it, and it fits like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's space age. Like Teflon, fireproof.
It was pre-Gore-Tex.
And for some odd reason, they don't have a collar, but you could pop the collar on the things.
Yeah, yeah. They got a collarette.
A collarette.
But you can pop it.
They're collarish.
Yeah, it's something all right. That's but this stuff is coming back.
It is.
This stuff's coming back. And I got another one for you. I got one that's a blast from the past for you. You know, and everybody jokes around about it. But I think the Carolina Squat guys, the Yee boys running around with the drugs, I think they just got the gasser vibe the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think they're like one of these guys went to a gasser race, but he likes four-wheel drives. And that could be it.
Maybe, but
they're not doing it right.
They're not definitely not doing it right.
Man, I saw one today. I was going to work. It was a OBS Chevy Z71 extended cab. White with blacked out windows, but black underneath the belt line, had some of those wheels that you fuel wheels or whatever
those wheels
you put on them. And the thing was at about stock height in the back, about 4 inches up in the front. And now a big thing also is like not aftermarket exhaust, just cutting off your mufflers.
Yeah, it's you super don't.
I mean, the thing sounded like a damn machine gun.
Well, and this is the thing. You can't insult these guys.
I know.
like I saw one the other day that said, yee boy, across the back glass. Like, you can't insult their douchebaggery. Like, it is that intense.
That's not a compliment, buddy.
And yeah, yeah.
What's even crazier, if you look at their Instagram names, it blends right with their stupidity.
I always love to look them up. Yeah. I like to look them up. Yeah. Just.
If I see a car out in the wild that's got the Instagram symbol on it, I'm going to check it out.
I'm going to check it out and be like, douche.
That's how I gained a lot of my friends, actually.
Hey, it's a good-looking Dodge truck you got there. By any chance, those tow mirrors flip in. It's like, I see your truck squatted. I've never seen the trailer. But, I mean, it's I don't know. And but a lot of interest. And I got another one. All the LED stuff that's so hot now. What did we have back in the day?
Neon.
We had street glow. We had neon. We had glass neon tubes.
Yep.
I remember buying those things.
Oh, me too. I had a bunch of them.
I tell you what I do. I tell you something you will remember, Professor.
What's that?
It's this commercial breaks. Every time. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Coming up on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our homies down the road in Walhalla, South Carolina?
Got a cool event coming up, too. May 4th. Down that way at the Kiwi Lighthouse.
May the 4th.
The Lighthouse Restaurant on Lake Kiwi. It is Corvettes at Kiwi.
Is it that time again?
It is that. You were like a kid at Christmas, Hoskins. Did you see his eyes? Oh, he's like, is that time again? Santa's coming?
It was a fun show.
The New Balances are coming out and all, baby.
I'm going to tell you something. If you remotely like America's sports car, if you're a red-blooded American, you better. You need to be at Corvettes at Kiwi. It's a great event.
If you like
put on by
Vet
City. Yeah,
if you like drinking beer with Shane Looper.
Hey, my buddy Barry and Jared, they put on a heck of an event. Of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hours there. I know we put on a good event.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I ain't one to pat myself on the back, pat. But
you know, music and entertainment are on point.
You know what I'm saying, yo. I'm good with the tunes. 84,000 songs on file.
We got this down to a science.
So, and then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy.
What's Kobe. Going on, everybody? I red-lidded.
You pointed. You red light. Yeah, exactly. Like we were going to do the arm drop.
You pointed backwards.
I went pro tree with you that time.
You pointed at me and it threw me off.
He's used to the arm drop.
You got to take a breath.
So anyway, so we're talking about trends. And, you know, we're talking about this tea bucket. Because the traditional thing is really hot right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? All right, I got one for you. You see the Stance guys?
Yeah.
You know, with their wheels laid in. I actually saw a gold BMW, and I've seen it around Greenville a lot. It was on the side of 85 as I was driving to jury duty. It was on the side of 85 this morning, like with the back wheels off of it.
Probably because the tires popped.
Exactly. Because it's riding on the inner rim.
Yeah. So, but how about the Volkswagens back in the day slammed down?
That's what I said. Oh, yeah. It's like the old rabbits and whatnot.
What VW, about the bugs?
VW bugs. When you lay them down, they...
Well, they just
do.
Have that.
Yeah, there's a big VW show coming down May 11th down in Helen, Georgia. I think I'm going to ride down for that.
That's the German city?
Yes.
Yes, I'm going down.
That would be pretty cool, actually. I would like to go to that.
Hey,
well, let's go.
You know what we could do? We could do some more VinWikis while we're down in Georgia.
That is also a good point.
I'm sure Ed would appreciate it. I mean, we'd have a good time. Well, you know.
Heck yeah, even though my VinWiki wasn't real popular.
Whatever. You got like 80,000 views.
Like the rabbits.
It takes time, young grasshopper.
Somebody told me I sound like a washed-up valley girl.
People tell me I sound like the white Morgan Freeman. You know, deal with it, okay?
Yeah, it's not really the same thing.
It's like, you know what freaks me out? Is I never thought in a million years that I would have grown men telling me they want me to read them bedtime stories. You know, I mean, like it really, on one hand, it kind of weirds me out. On the other hand, now I just take a selfie with them. But you know what I'm saying? It's like we were at Carolina Motor Fest, and we had a good time at Motor Fest. You know, rain killed the event. Still had a great turnout. We had a good time. And I mean, like, people were coming out wanting to take a picture still.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the back of the uncovered golf cart in the pouring rain, and it's like 40 degrees and windy. Rob's like, hey, will you take a picture with me? Yeah, I'll stop. I'll take a picture with you. Like, come on, man. Do it quick.
You know what? You got to look out for that. And Richard's like, he said, sorry, I don't have 4 million views on YouTube. I said, it's 12 million, Richard. It's 12 million.
Right.
He said, I stand corrected.
Oh, that was a good time.
It was.
No, that really was an awesome show.
It was. Motorfest, even in the rain, is still a fun event.
It was. We had a really good time. We had a really good turnout. And
I mean, for considering, it was great. It really was. We had a good turnout, and it makes me like really hyped for the fall.
Yes.
I mean, in a torrential downpour, I'm talking about tornadoes touching down around you, and we still had that number of cars there. Quality cars, too. I'm not talking about turds, like good cars.
Yeah.
There, can you imagine in the fall? And we got some surprises for the fall. Some good ones.
We had cars out there that I did not expect to be out there in that weather.
Exactly. And that's the thing about Motorfest. Motorfest brings out the best.
That's
and
right.
It really does.
Yeah, without question.
And you know, that's one thing I love about that show, because people know when it comes to Motorfest,
you're going to do it.
Send it.
That's right.
And Mother Nature did.
Yeah. We weren't talking to her.
Me and that chick are going to have a talk.
But you know what's crazy, Rob, and y'all know this. We've had that show over and over and over and over. We've been so blessed with great weather for the last
years. We've had one. It was a little cold, but other than that, weather has always been great for MotorFest.
It's always been in our favor.
So we can't complain. I mean, one out of six now.
Yep, one out of six.
So I mean. That's
and we still had the show.
And we still got the show in. I mean, we had a decent turnout, and everybody was in good spirits, even in the rain.
Yeah, everybody had a good time, and that's
that's what it's all about.
We had
the
Gassers out there.
Of course, we had all these Gassers out there, and you guys, I mean, definitely check them out online. Those guys come out, and I always love talking to the Gasser guys. They get into it, and they're big Hot Rods and Happy Hour fans. But, you know, so I always love working with the Gasser guys. But, you know, speaking of trends, I tell you what, I think it's going to come back. I think street rods are going to come back.
I do too. And they're already coming back.
I think the wheels are going to get cheap.
They already are.
Yeah.
On my Facebook
watch list,
marketplace, watching this past week, I was looking at a 48 Ford two door sedan. Had 18 20 inch staggered. I think I sent it to the group. Staggered 18 20 inch board wheels on it, turquoise. gray tweed interior. Come on. 350, 350. Air ride. What was it? 13.9?
13.9. Wow, that's incredible.
That, yep. You couldn't even begin to build that car. No. I'm talking about a nice street rod. This 10 years ago, this would have been a $40,000 car.
Yeah, now you just got to do something about that tweed.
Yeah, leave it. It's like a fancy burlap bag.
But see, that's the thing. Right now, you leave it because it's fixing to be hot again. You watch and see if
tweed. I don't know if tweed will ever come back.
Some things shouldn't be hot again.
It's always hot. It's itchy, too. But
oh, it's itchy. But I don't think a full tweed interior, but I think inlays of tweed are going to come back.
That's not that bad.
Tweed was, there's worse things than tweed. We had crushed velvet.
That was real bad.
I'll tell you another trend that this is on a whole other side of the automotive hobby. But, you know, in all the retro muscle cars, look at all the rims that people are putting on them.
Five-spoke mags.
Yeah. Yep. That look exactly like bigger versions of what you would have put on the original cars 45 years ago.
But speak of the cars in general. Everything old is new.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Challengers. Chargers. They all want to go with those classic vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Dodge just really took the ball and ran with it, but Ford and General Motors, just the same.
Yeah. I mean, look at the new Bullet Mustang.
Yep.
It almost makes you think if Pontiac came back, would they have a birded Trans Am?
Well, they already do. They just didn't come back.
But, well, it was not General Motors. It's aftermarket. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, I think it would sell, but the problem is cars like Trans Ams and, well, I was going to say Challengers and Chargers, but that wouldn't really be true nowadays, don't carry a company. So Pontiac can't come back and just build Trans Ams.
No, it can't. Challengers and Chargers are what carries Dodge.
Well, yeah, and trucks.
And trucks.
Because that's all they make.
Well, pretty much. But, you know, and you know what? In the past, one car has carried a company. The Caravan carried Dodge for years.
Yeah, it did. And I've got a prediction I've mentioned before. You know, the Challenger and the Charger have been updated, but they've been the same platform since 2005 or 6. Then for the Challenger, 2008. For the better part of two decades now, we've been talking about what the next Challenger is going to be. Yet, we still haven't heard anything.
Well, so, fix it if it's not broke.
Because 15-year-old car.
It's like the Camaros. They really haven't changed.
Well, they have, though. They've actually changed platforms. They haven't changed that much in appearance. But my theory is that there is not going to be a replacement for the Challenger or the Charger. I think Dodge cars will just go away.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying Dodge is going to pull the plug on Dodges?
Well, they got Rams. They got, you know, the crossovers or SUVs.
The Pacifica.
Yeah. But,
which it looks just like a minivan, but they don't call it a minivan.
Yeah. That's clever.
It's the unvan van. It's the not a van van. I tell you, are you doing disco now, Patrick? Oh, it's commercial break time, guys. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.